For our inside scoop of What the Wit, I'm Zora.
And I'm Anna, and today we're going to deep dive into the meaning of specific symbols. As college students, do you ever think about how we're surrounded by symbols that remind us of where we are?
No, for real. Symbols are the embodiment of college campuses, like mascots, for instance. LSU's college campus has a whole live tiger to represent their tiger mascot.
And I mean, even here, the seal in front of Myers Hall reminds us where we are, not only physically, but at the stage in our lives, because as students, we're not allowed to step on it until we graduate, which serves as a constant reminder of the goal while we're here.
Well, some symbols are more discreet too, I guess. I know of a few symbols that some students may not know about. Like, have you seen the inside of the Wittenberg Chapel?
I have a couple times for opening convocation, but I've never really had the chance to look around.
Yeah, what's so interesting is that our school, Wittenberg, of course, is Lutheran, and so is our church. And yet, we have these astrology symbols in the main lobby of the church on the ceiling.
Yeah, we talked with Pastor Tracy, who's the Lutheran campus minister here at Wittenberg, and she's been here for 2 years. And we talked to her about her reaction to originally seeing the symbols.
Sure. So it is a little unique to see symbols of astrology in a Lutheran context. So I was really kind of curious. I'm kind of a curious person. I noticed it was in the kind of atrium area away from the sanctuary. So I suspected that was intentional. And as I talked with people around campus, I learned that the Masonic Order was very instrumental in building the building, and that was part of what they had offered as part of their architecture. So I wasn't offended or anything like that. I'm a pretty laid-back person, but I was very curious as to why that was.
Pastor Tracy talked about how she heard the Masons built the chapel.
Yeah, I didn't even know what a Mason was.
Yeah, me either. So we asked Pastor Tracy, and she told us what she thought they did.
So I'm definitely not an expert on it, but I do know that the Masonic orders go back to the beginning of the United States history. There was a time when your working class people, Masons who are stone builders, bricklayers, people like that, did not have as much access or opportunity for formal education. So they formed societies where they would read and study, discuss philosophy and do things along that lines. A lot of our founding fathers would have been part of Masonic orders and things like that.
Honestly, it makes sense why the Masons would want to leave their mark on the chapel they essentially built.
And building something so beautiful and profound that promotes inclusivity for students, I feel like anyone would want to leave their mark. After our interview with Pastor Tracy, we set out on a quest to figure out if the Masons actually built the Wittenberg Chapel. So we went to the Wittenberg Archives.
So the archives basically preserve Wittenberg's history, and when we were talking with Suzanne Smalls, head of the archives, we discovered the Freemasons had nothing to do with the chapels, more specifically the astrology signs, as we thought.
Plot twist! We now start to wonder, who even built the chapels if not the Masons?
And according to a Torch article we found in the archives that dates back to September 25th, 1981, the Zodiac light fixtures has nothing to do with religious symbolism.
Right. The architect T. Norman Mincel actually admitted to putting that Zodiac light fixture in the chapel, and because of its historic background and not because of its relationship to religion.
The Torch quotes Pastor Wuchter, saying it was funny the way people had given light to the fixture meeting all the time.
Even when they used to give the chapel tours, tour guides would say the Zodiac symbols represented the passage of time with no trace of religious meaning whatsoever.
It's so interesting how we try to find meaning everywhere.
Right? The archives led us to Dr. Thomas Taylor, the History Department Chair at Wittenberg, who has read many pieces diving into historical aspects of Weaver Tower connected to Weaver Chapel.
I interviewed Pastor Tracy about the chapel, and she was led to believe that the Freemasons built or had something to do with the Weaver Chapel. Is that true?
I don't know anything about Masonic involvement. She might be referring to some of the symbols. That's possible, that there's some of the Freemasonry symbol. But now, there were, it was a large Masons chapter in Springfield at that time. But the construction crew that did this wasn't from Springfield. They were from Washington Courthouse.
After interviewing Dr. Taylor, it's so interesting how we apply meaning to just about anything.
especially in this case, because I thought after talking to Pastor Tracy that the Freemasons built the chapel, and because of their connection to astrology, that they incorporated the zodiac symbols.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's so cool how the zodiac symbols incorporate old traditions to new traditions, and how they wanted more traditional beliefs to be incorporated into more progressive ideals.
Right. Even Pastor Tracy talked about how inclusive the chapel was made to be. Like, this just reinforces that.
Yeah. Meaning truly is everywhere on college campuses. Take a look around. Look at the names on the buildings, the mascots, the statues, and the people.
Yeah, everything you just mentioned is leaving a mark. It could be monumental or it could be small.
And the next time you're in Weaver Chapel, look up and examine the symbols.
This is Zora.
And Anna, signing off for What the Wit.